Welcome to the Spiritual Cartel Big Book Main Share. This week, I'm very pleased to introduce Bianca R. from Pennsylvania. I believe the Big Book Sponsorships Group, or the Big Book Maka Group. Great you're coming in tonight, Bianca. And over to you now.
Sandy, and thanks to everyone doing service on this meeting. We got 107 souls on, and it's just been growing over the last few minutes. I had to pick up my big book off the floor because I knocked it over dancing to that opening video. I love Spiritual Cartel. Thank you so much, Purdy, for inviting me to speak today. The newcomers, hello. Introducing yourselves. Okay, that's spirit. Okay, that's spirit. That's hello, I'm here. There's something working through me to connect with all of you, and the faith and courage that is already being demonstrated with the newcomers on today is so inspiring to me. Like, I want what y'all have for real. You are the most important people here. It's why we have meetings. I'm a big book crazy girl, okay? I know my book today, and you know, Vision for You says that's the whole point. That's the main object of the meetings, is a place where newcomers can come, I'm paraphrasing now, you know, to get hooked up with the solution that the recovered addicts are, you know, constantly thinking about how to present our discovery to some newcomer. It should be a stimulating and electric atmosphere. Okay, so I'm ready to party today with my party people. I'm like, I've been jazzed up all day. I'm like, I'm gonna let it fucking rip on Spiritual Cartel today. Like, we're gonna light this room the fuck up. Page 14 in Bill's story. Okay, this is all about light, capital L. All right. That's divine light. We like getting lit, right? Okay. This is a real God dope today in recovery. These proposals, okay, that are put forth in this program, that this radical message that I'm going to carry today and that the other recovered addicts on this channel carry, you know, these proposals, they're radical. Okay. They're radical. They're drastic. They're revolutionary. And the moment we fully accept them, yeah, not 5%, half, even 99%. Sorry, not sorry. Spoiler alert. But when we fully accept them, the effect is electric. I love that line. I love that line. My name is Bianca. I am a gratefully recovered addict of the hopeless variety. I live free today only when I pick up this toolkit, a full 12-step toolkit. So, of course, I work with others. Okay, I carry this message. I actively sponsor since I was taken through, right? I'm not talking like, oh, I took one person through the steps and we check in here and there. Okay. Actively sponsoring, are you carrying, present tense, carrying this message to a sick and suffering person who's in the hole? Okay, are you always in this rediscovery of how God is working through you and through another? There's a gajillion, y'all watch my defects live in action. That's so exaggerating, but there's a lot. Okay, not a gajillion. Okay, but there's a lot of, you know, references in our magic big book before we even get to the chapter working with others and instructions for step 12 about working with another. We actually see it on page one of Doctor's Opinion, okay, which has the Roman numerals that I can't figure out, and that's all right. Okay, they're talking about Bill W., our co-founder, in the course of his third treatment. Hello, chronic relapsers. We were all chronic relapsers before we fully accepted these drastic and revolutionary proposals. Okay, so just like Bill, in the course of his third treatment, And this dude was fucked for years, okay? As was I. Course of his third treatment, he acquired certain ideas, which we'll later learn are these steps and these spiritual principles. Certain ideas concerning a possible means of recovery as part of his rehabilitation. Remember, this is vital to our own recovery, okay? Helping others is the foundation stone. As part of his rehabilitation, he commenced to present his conceptions to other alcoholics, addicts, codependents, fill in the blank, impressing upon them that they must do likewise with still others. They must. This one addict working with another, this has become the basis. That is the basis of the rapidly growing fellowship of these people and their families. This person and over 100. Now, many more than 100 have appeared to recovered ED, period. Okay, recovered from that hopeless state of mind and body. If you're new, we are not cured. Okay, I have the disease of alcoholism. Okay, but I have been given this full 12-step toolkit for vitality, for electricity, for life, for service, for purpose. And power and freedom. Is that not what I was seeking in my active addiction as well? Right? So I'm recovered. I have no excuse to be hopeless anymore. Okay? I can't say I don't know how, right? I absolutely know how. And now it's my responsibility. Okay? Which I ran away from. You know, what did I used to be like? Irresponsible, rebel, brat, defiant, self-centered, impatient, urgent, so afraid I'm like, want to curl up in a ball and die. So arrogant that I think that I am hot shit, baby. Okay, you can be obsessing about me in 50 years. Okay, what? Where's my character defect list? See if you relate to it. Dishonest in all its forms. All my active addiction and untreated alcoholism is about power and performance. We're going to talk a lot about performance today. I'm going totally off the cuff here, but I did a little meditation and I'm like, okay, what's like the theme? I think the theme is the great equalizer. I hope I get there. Only God knows. The great equalizer. There's many great equalizers in the book, you know, Jay Walker's story, a bunch of others. But I want to go to the real great one for me, which is, you know, 60 to 62, the actor. It's the great equalizer for all types of addictive patterns and every addict, every unmanageable, crazy. And we're going to talk about the role that God assigns on page 68. So yeah, performance. Love to perform to get what I want. I could play all the roles. That's why I don't like to spend a lot of time in all the ways that my behavior patterns vary, because all of them vary from person to person and within that person, right? The untreated addict Bianca is gonna play every role necessary to get what I want. Knight in shining armor, damsel in distress, mother, infant child, therapist, please. Boss lady, you know, the ignorant, like I don't know, I need help, I could do that, all of it, try to guilt trip your ass, I will seduce you, I will make you sympathize with me, I will get you on my side. Okay, I love, you know, like co-sign my bullshit. And if you won't do it, I'll find someone else. It's just like y'all know who to call, right? Oh, this person doesn't have it. Oh, that place doesn't have it. Can't get. I'm by any means necessary. One might say, I would go to any lengths. Okay, you know what I mean? All right. So if you're not working your program like you worked your dope runs, you know, see you in the next life, I guess. If you're as nutso as me, All right. Intolerant of not just others, but of myself, right? My own journey. Totally distrustful and suspicious. Okay. Forget other people. You know, that's like amateur hour. How about distrust in myself, my spirit, God, the universe? Total distrust. Envious, comparing myself to others. Absolutely selfish, self-seeking, manipulative, inconsiderate, greedy, right? That was one I reserved for those people. You know, those people, not me. Those people, right? That's how I know I'm fucked and untreated. I gotta bolster my 10-step practice. If I ever start having thoughts like me and them. Right? If I refer to any in mind, in word, right? In action, like, oh, those people, right? There is no those people. That is a delusion, illusion that the liar presents to me, to, you know, invite me on that journey to insanity and death on page 30. What a powerful passage. Oh, please, gossip, slander, love a good shit talk. My prejudice, my prejudgments, right? Of people, types of people, ideas, ideals, institutions, words. This book, How Did the Big Book Change My Life? Okay, that's what Purdy was like. Okay, tell us how the big book changed life, right? You're talking to a woman who resented this book, resented 12 step, resisted for over a decade. I grew up in recovery. I have two, amazing children of God that then had a child, me. I have two recovered parents, sober, oh, I think 34 years or something this year, 30, maybe, I don't know, somewhere around there. I knew this jargon. Okay. I knew the jargon. I was in, addiction specific therapy and all of that. And I tried all the things. The list is too long. I tried all the things, but going to the simplicity of this book, the OG, the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Okay. I had all sorts of prejudgments in my brathood, victimhood. Yeah, I did. I balked at everything. Oh my God. Please. I'm like embarrassed today, but you know, my dark past is my greatest asset, says page 124. And oh please. This was written by men. Rawr. This was written by men in the night 1930s. This isn't for me. AA, they gatekeep. I feel excluded there because my addictive pattern is so multifaceted. Like that can't possibly work for me. I didn't even know what it was, never tried it. I knew a couple lines, I knew a couple prayers. I like to pretend, stand in groups, you know. Like people outside meetings, like talking about working the steps and sponsoring, and I'd be like, yeah. Ugh, no. No. So what happened? What happened to this woman who was othering herself? You know, make no mistake. And the big book does validate this, you know, especially for my newcomers. I want you to know. You know, I could be pretty harsh and brutal. That's the type of message that, you know, resonated with me and that wakes me up. Day to day, anything that comes out of my mouth is something I need to hear as well. But the book validates, you know, that, you know, the wrongdoing of others, right? Page 66. You know, yes, it can be fancy, but can absolutely be very real. You know, it validates that some people have, you know, hurt us more than they or hurt us more than we have hurt them. It validates that, dysfunctional family systems and, program us, to operate in a certain way and have a certain identity and worldview and certain conceptions. All of this contributes. It also says, after all of those statements, something like tough shit, nevertheless. In any case, phrases like this, which invite us, right? It gives us, the validation. Hey, you were programmed. That's why you need a program. We're getting reprogrammed. Neural pathways, full psychic change. Okay. There's validation, and then there's this invitation to responsibility, which is actually the thing. I'll tell you about it here on the other side. It is the thing that gives me, wouldn't you know, self-esteem. It's in the word, right? Responsibility to do esteemable acts, right? Myself, I'm going to capitalize that S in the middle of the word, myself, right? With the divine support of the spirit, the God within, the great reality, newcomers, these are other phrases for God. If you're still bristling with antagonism about that word, great reality, broad highway, mighty purpose and rhythm, spirit of the universe, unsuspecting inner resource. There's so many more. If the chat was open, I'd say, put them in, everybody. Y'all know what they are, right? But taking on this new role of responsibility, of honesty, of patience, of trust in the divine, of humility, accountability, respect, generosity, intimacy, activity, enthusiasm, faith, courage. I'm literally just reading off the list, right? Gratitude. That is the thing where now I feel lit the fuck up, okay? From within. That's where I get my self-esteem, because part of the delusion of being an untreated alcoholism is that I think I'm gonna get that from humans and human things of the earth, substances, relationships. The list goes on. Make your own list. It's the same. Okay. I go to human aids. So yeah, what happened? Page 43. One of my favorite lines. Most addicts have to be pretty badly mangled before we really commence to solve our problems. Your girl was fucked. Okay. Mangled. Mangled. I'm not going to get into the gory details. We all have our own. I came to a place where I was physically fucked. Beyond, it took a while for physical consequences to catch up with my particular addictive pattern and drugs of choice. Oh, but I got there. I got there. Physically, mentally, mind mush. Okay, I hit my bottom without a mind-altering substance in my body at the time. I was truly insane, dry. My own name sounded strange to me. I am crawling on the ground. Bleeding, curling up, praying to be possessed. And the big one that we all know, if you're here, in some form, the spiritual consequence, right? The spiritual death, unanimated from within. Okay, there's a line on page 518. It's a story in the back of the book. She says that most addicts get sober because they're afraid to die, but I knew I would live. And that was far more terrifying. I had surrendered. If you relate to that, you are like me. Okay? But I don't do it anymore. How did that happen? Right? So I got hooked up. I was too exhausted. Okay? Because God had to wake my ass up. Couldn't do it on my own. No matter how much I wanted. Right? I'm gonna go back to my qualification as a hopeless variety type addict. What does that mean? When I want to stop, I'm going to use present tense. Note this. Okay. I'm not good. I don't got this. Okay. Without help, it is present tense too much for me. Okay. I need God. I need this program all the time. Okay. When I want to stop anything, When I want to stop, I really want to stop. I know, I know. Oh my God, I fucking know that I need to stop. I wish with every fiber of my being that I could stop. And here's the kicker. I try on my own willpower. And I cannot stop. Okay? I'm 100% hopeless. Apart from divine help, I've had all the human interventions, you know, all the friends, family, the medical interventions. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the therapeutic interventions. My favorite one, you know, intervene on yourself. Okay. I need a divine intervention, and I still need divine intervention. I'm really speaking to the newcomers today, but to, you know, my recovered people in the room who live free today by picking up this toolkit and living this program, you know, we also know that, you know, we have untreated moments. That's why we are in program. That's why we are here. That's why I'm carrying the message today. You know, perhaps the obsession to, you know, pick up something or someone or whatever is removed. But I'll tell you what the hot flame is today. Remember that list I read out? Okay, that's one of my character defects. Okay, fear, self-pity, irresponsibility. The list goes on. Okay, that's the hot flame that it's sometimes in my thought life, right? I think, well, maybe I'll just take a little hit of fear. Maybe I'll just like, do a little manipulation in a relationship. Or maybe I'll just, you know, just fuck off today and say, oh, I can't speak on spiritual cartel. You know, maybe I'll do that. Okay. This is when I, this is why I need it. This is why I need it. So I am 100% hopeless apart from divine help. Apart from divine help. Okay, I need that divine intervention. I need that connection to spirit, to the God of my experience, ever evolving, by the way. There's never a definition. Don't drag ass on what is God. Okay, there's the book tells us on 46 that none of us, right? Subtext, at any point in any season of recovery, none of us can ever fully understand or fully define. Right, that power that is God. It's a lived experience that we grow through, okay, and is channeled through us by action, right? The action that we take. Let's get to it. I know that's an abrupt stop on some rant I was going on, but that's when God comes in and says, B, go the fuck to page 60, please. Right? How are your ABCs today? Are you an addict? Can you manage your own life? Yes or no? Okay. Do you think a human power is going to relieve you of alcoholism, right? Which is characterized by restlessness, irritability, discontentment, selfishness, self-pity, self-seeking, resentment, fear? Think a human power? Have you tried the human powers? How about God? Do you think God could maybe even just a spark of hope that this other thing greater than me can possibly restore me? You know, relieve me, restore me if it were sought. Right? These are simple questions, yes and no's. God, this book is so simple. God, I used to be so complicated. I'm the queen of the preface. I'm the queen of the explanation. I'm the queen of the no, you don't understand. You get the context, the circumstance, the history, the this, the that. Nobody could put. It's very simple. It's black and white. It's yes and no. No in between. Right? The simplicity that's offered. I was so relieved once I was really fucking kicked. My God, it was just like just the tears pouring down, the relief of having to like let go of all of that effort to overcomplicate so that I could, you know, do what I wanted, which didn't work in the end anyway. Really doesn't work now. Tell you the truth, the highest I got was the fantasy before I picked up the nanosecond of what it was going to do for me. It all downhill from there. The book talks about that too. Check out page one of Bill's story, all the crazy fantasy things and the codependency and the insanity of getting like the applause and the love and then the chaos of war and like how I imagined I'd be this like great whatever. Bounce to 559. That's the last page of the personal stories where they say, above all, we reject fantasizing. Yeah, how about it? You know, y'all know our crew. I replace drinking with thinking. That's how I sponsor. And get right to it, right? That the problem centers in our mind, because our behavior patterns do vary. Page 60. Holy hell. Being convinced of A, B, and C, we were at step three. Can't really turn it over unless you're convinced. I was convinced, and I have to arrive at that place where I am fully convinced to really make a third step decision. You know, the big one, y'all know what I'm talking about. And then the daily, the moment to moment, the situation to circumstance to whatever third step decision. You know, my ABCs have to be so solid, or I'm, you know, and everything after step three isn't really that effective without a full abandon yourself utterly, fully. Right? We got to be convinced that our life, any life run on self-will is hardly a success. How about this? We're always in collision with somebody, even though our motives are good. Can't even be the lawyer anymore, arguing the intention and the motives. Okay, we're in collision. We're in disharmony. We're in destruction mode. It doesn't matter what your motives are. And here we go. Each person is like an actor who wants to run the whole show. Okay, after step one qualification, you know, there's really no more talk of, you know, the drinking, the drugging, the acting out, the specifics of those symptoms, the bottle, the card, the fork, the, you know, the phone, the whatever. Okay, it's about this. We are like an actor who wants to run the whole show. That's what we make amends for, by the way, too. The debris that's accumulated out of our effort to run on self-will and run the show ourselves. Not making amends for the time I was drunk or full or fucked or much more than that. We are forever trying to arrange, that's manage, manipulate, arrange the lights, the ballet, the scenery, the rest of the players, right? We want to write the script. We want to, I know my lines. These are your lines. This is when you enter my life. This is when you exit my life. Oh my God, I love dragging people out onto stage. I love being the main character and then dragging some poor person onto the stage. It's like that, like I like to play with dead things. Page 151. We can never recapture these great moments of the past. Love to fucking dig up the, you know, figurative corpse of a relationship, a person, an old identity of mine. That's the real one, right? This is all about identity and the character that we've built, and like the fear of who are we gonna be if we're not that. If life is not that, yeah, my addict life seems the only normal one. That's doctor's opinion. Back to page 60. Okay, we want to arrange it, all the rest of the players in our own way. 61, if our arrangements would only stay put, oh my God, the I can't ever say that word, childishness of it, right? If only people would do as we wish, the world, ideas, books. Okay. All of it. It would be great. It would be great. Everybody would be pleased. Life would be wonderful. And trying to make these arrangements, we might be virtuous. How about that? How about that disguise of self-centeredness? Help. I'm helping. Virtuous, kind, considerate, patient, generous, even modest, self-sacrificing. Yeah, right. On the other hand, we may be mean, egotistical, right? Arrogant. Selfish, dishonest, and we got varied traits. We could play all the roles, right? Then we begin to think life doesn't treat us right. Okay, wallowing in our victimhood. And guess what we do as crazy untreated addicts? Guess what Bianca did? I'll just do it more. I just didn't do it enough. That's the solution, right? Then we become more demanding or more gracious. Okay? Just like picking up another one, picking up another one, picking up another one. Admitting we may be somewhat at fault. I'm going to perform humility now. That was another one of my characters. We are sure other people are more to blame. We become angry, indignant, self-pitying. That list goes on. I read it already. Are we not really a self-seeker, even when trying to be kind? Right? Is that not our basic trouble? It's not this. If you're just listening, I'm picking up a bottle. It's not this. Here's my pack of cigarettes. It's not this. Here's my phone. It's not that. It's that we are fighting. We are fighters. We're fighting with God. We're playing God. This is what we're a victim of, if nothing else, the delusion, okay? The thinking that we can rest. That means wrestle, right? Like a wrest, like we're gonna wrest satisfaction and happiness out of this world if we only manage well, manipulate well, write it in. They're so sweet. I love the book. It starts out like, I fucking love this book. It starts out like, well, here's our story. Like, are you kind of like us? Like, you might be suffering from an illness which only a spiritual experience can conquer. I don't know. Like, decide for yourself. And now they're like, it's just get progressively, right? If you decide, like, you self-diagnose, like, yeah, I am beyond human aid. Okay. I tried it all. I've got nothing left but to pick up this kit of spiritual tools laid at my feet. You'll be able to, like, embrace the radical, revolutionary, drastic stuff that's in this book that is actually going to carry you to freedom and power. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Let's talk about the role, right? On page 68. Is it 68? Oh my God. Yep. Perhaps there is a better way, right? Rather than being driven by fear, self-centeredness, self-seeking, self-delusion, self-pity, self, 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 obsession, obsession, self, self. We are now on a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying upon God. How did I get there? I got there by taking the action. My thinking didn't change until I took the action. That's the other delusion. If I think it just right, right? No, not for me. I have to do the thing which changes my thinking, right? That's the psychic change that we're talking about. It's actually our only chance. If you're an addict like me, if you relate to any of this, and you're like me, I need a psychic change through action. No more talking, no more thinking about it. We do it. We trust infinite God rather than our finite selves, finite human aids, finite third dimension whatevers. Here we go. We are in the world to play the role that God assigns. Just to the extent that we do action as we think God would have us and humbly rely upon God, does God enable us to match calamity with serenity? We are in the world to play the role that God assigns. I still have an obsessive mind. And I guess I just wanted to hit this because I've been on a kick with we are in the world to play the role that God assigns and this whole, actor thing. I've just been on a kick with it the last couple of weeks. And of course, this like, spirit of service being the actual thing that lights us up and gives us purpose that I think I came in with in the beginning. I usually do. You ever have this experience? Maybe it's just me. Look, I'm being like the beginning of the book. Maybe, I don't know. See for yourself. Okay, you ever have this experience Where we're like sitting around waiting and wishing for another person to step up. This is where I sit in victimhood and fear. Like, I wish someone would, I wanted someone to protect me, right? When all the craziness was happening when I was an innocent child, by the way, and I know some newcomers get a little afraid when we get to all that responsibility talk. Maybe you're like me, we do this as adults today. We work this program as an adult, right? I'm not going back to determine my role and fault as, a child in my formative years who was, abused, neglected, programmed, whatever, right? I'm bringing the honesty to how am I today, maybe using that experience to justify an active addict life and the way I operate that is destructive to my own spirit and to the spirit of others. And it's my responsibility to get tight with God and heal from there now today. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. What was I talking about? The role, right? So it's like, I always remember that. I'm like, I wanted someone else to step in. Where's my protector? This deep shit. Okay. It's core stuff, right? Where's my protector? Where's my right figures, right? Where's my exact type of father figure or mother figure? Where's my friend, my true friend figure? Where are these people? Where is my teacher? Where is my equal energetic match of a lover, a partner? Where is my spiritual advisor just working through my life, right? And let's bring it into the rooms. Because I want to be practical. I could get a little like poetic in general, but I want to be practical and be honest about how I could be expansive about these ideas today and conceptions and principles and working this in all areas of my life. And where did that practically begin? Day to day, what can be done today in this room that could give you access to power and freedom, right? If I was in the rooms, I did this for 10 years, okay? I'm mostly unconscious, but this is hindsight, rigorous honesty. Where is that recovered woman? Oh, I feel like I'm getting a little emotional, y'all. Where is that recovered woman? Where is she that is going to save me and tell me exactly what to do? I need her to tell me exactly what to do. I need her to know me. I want someone to know me so intimately. I want her to be humorous and poetic and talk about the universe and the divine within and I want her to show me the way. Where is she? Y'all, that's me. Okay? That's how God invites you. That's how God invites you into this role. I find when I get very specific like that, it is definitely me. Well, why isn't this meeting fun? Well, I wish it was fun. I wish someone played music. I wish there was someone, cracking off and yelling at the screen and, because that's what my little spirit like really responds to. It's different for all of us. That's God calling me to that role. That's like God, like, B, psst, you're supposed, that's your line. That's your line. You're on stage now, right? And I was through all of this, right? Like that sudden, okay, that sudden realization, right? Realize, okay, like that's God calling me to reparent the little Bianca within. to contribute, to be the person I needed, to contribute, to add, and practically in these rooms, when I that shift, that psych, that particular psychic, that was like the first marker. You know, as I was just working through myself, I connected with others. It was modeled for me in a way. You know, show me, where is that woman who is unafraid? Where is that woman who stands on her feet? I can't tell you how exhausting it is. You know how exhausting it is to stand up. Y'all know that one? That delusion? We gotta stand up. Stand up for yourself, people, or we gotta crawl on the ground, lick boots. Not about that life anymore. It's so exhausting to stand up and crawl, to be big, to be small. Okay? God will place you in this position of neutrality to stand on your feet. These are all lines from the book. It's all in the book. Okay? To simply stand on my feet. Where is that woman who could stand on her feet, who just lives and demonstrates? Okay? Through demonstration, doesn't have to be big or small. And I'm not telling y'all I don't get big or small. Okay. Okay, I'm imperfect. Okay, this like spiritual journey is a process. But when you fully accept one of the many radical proposals presented in this program, you fully accept that like your role is to be, is to fit yourself to be of maximum service to God and the people about you, page 77. Okay. Page 102, our job. Guess what happens when you get a job? You feel like you have purpose and power, and you can contribute, and you're growing, and you're a part of. That's what happened for me. That's why I get lit up. That's why I chase it. I am willing to go to any lengths by any means necessary to fit myself to be a maximum service to God and the people about me. Otherwise, I die. That's how serious it is, people. If you got mangled like me, you know it. It is truly life and death. And when I know that my presence, I'm telling y'all, this happened early on. And I'm not talking early on in those 10 years of fucking off pretending I was in program. I'm saying when I fully accepted this about 5 years ago today, if time matters to you, when I knew there was a shift, when I even went into a meeting. This meeting is not for me anymore. As soon as I got, if y'all could hear it, I'm gonna spit it to you right now. New-ish people, if you have gotten on any, if at a single meeting, connected even energetically, maybe even one-on-one, hopefully, and in the group with recovered addicts who have a spiritual solution. If you have a book or access or a pathway to get a book, if you're working through your steps, which is never finished, by the way, page 275. Okay. If you got access, if the spiritual toolkit has been laid at your feet, these meetings are not for you anymore. Eliminate things like, I didn't get anything out of that meeting. Oh, I really want to get something. We say it. Watch your language. It's like a spell. I've had to literally reprogram the language. I'm not here to get anymore. It's not for you anymore. Okay, we walk shoulder to shoulder with you. Your job is to present your discoveries, however inadequate you may feel they are, however little bit, start presenting these discoveries to someone who's even newer than you. There's a big debate. There is a big debate about that line on 164. I've been around the rooms a long time. Even when I was pretending, I paid attention to all the arguments because that was entertaining for me. You know, this line that says you can't transmit something you haven't got. Have your own experience with that, but I'm here to share the raw truth of my program today for those who it resonates with. Transmit what you got. You got a lot. Don't drag ass thinking you don't got it. If you got access and resources, you can provide first aid. Okay, you see a person sinking into the mire that is addiction, you give them first aid and put and layer the resources that you have at their disposal. I know I'm fucking up that the verbiage of that line, but okay. Going to be perfectly imperfect on this lead, and I'm about to wrap up. I see the time. Sorry. Y'all are sweet. You can provide first aid. Yeah. Resources, connections. If you have the toolkit, sponsor, speak. Okay. We don't need another, I'm talking like Cameron F now. We don't need another Bianca. Okay. We need you. Right? God already gave me my cue to go on stage when I'm needed in my way, in my style that I'm uniquely laser designed for. Okay. We all have this divine design. Step up. Step up into that role that God is assigning you. And welcome to the solution party, y'all. I'm gonna put my number in the chat. Thank you for having me. I'm gonna turn it back to the host.